What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Technical Talk Podcast, where I'm your host, HD, man. We talk about all things tech-related, whether it's career, lifestyle, finance, you name it. We talk about everything. And today's episode is a special one, guys. If you haven't been following the who's who in Black Tech or Black Tech Twitter, you know that this past week, Afrotech 2022 was hosted in Austin, Texas. This was my first Afrotech attending, and I really had a blast, guys. So sit back and relax and check out my video. All right. So you that are listening or watching are probably wondering, you know, what is Afrotech? So stated by Afrotech, I think it was started by the company Blavity. It is a conference and web platform where the founders and employees of some of the fastest growing tech startups will present the tactics and strategies they use to grow their products and businesses. So this was held at the Austin Convention Center in Austin, Texas, and they had a lot of different things going on. So they had the one part where you had the different talks and learning lab stages, and then they had the expo hall where it's nothing but companies there to hire Black talent. And actually, I want to show you guys how the expo hall looked.
Let me see if the superstars want to say something.
Afrotech 2022.
Y'all gonna make the vlog.
So that looked cool, right? Man, when I tell you the energy that I felt the whole week was just crazy. I have not felt like that in a long time. I'm 30. I said I felt like I was in college, and I felt youthful the whole week, just seeing so many Black individuals in one place, whether representing their company or being recruiters trying to recruit Black talent, Black students there trying to get jobs, you name it. And everything there was pretty much like, you know, our culture of music. We had so many different mixers, so many different events. It was truly great. You had people from all over. And I also got a chance to meet some subscribers in real life and some people that's also been on this podcast, or people I've, you know, met off Twitter or Instagram or TikTok in real life. And I'm actually just going to pop some of their pictures up right now as I'm talking. But this was dope, man. I was like, shout out to Jermaine Jupiter, the job father. He had made a quote on LinkedIn, and he said, hey, if you can't find, you know, black talent to come into tech, obviously you're not looking. And I don't know what the official attendance was. I'm going to try after this, I finish this video, I'm going to try to post like how many people were there. I think it might've been like 10, 13,000, something like that. I don't know, but it was a lot of people. All the hotels were booked up. If you haven't checked out like my short or my TikToks, I actually put a walkthrough of my hotel. I stayed at the Omni Hotel in downtown Dallas. It was very nice. It was clean, hospitable, no issues. I had good food there at their restaurant bar area. I drove in from Dallas on Sunday, and I left this past Thursday on the 17th. But yeah, let me just talk about some things. Let me go to my notes real quick. All right, so let me just talk about the experience, right? I was like, I've never seen anything like this. Like, I've been to probably like two career fairs. One, a couple, I think, like two in college, which were, they weren't really for tech. And then I went to one in grad school when I was like laid off. This career fair is like probably the best, most electric one I was there at. If you saw the vlog, you saw Amazon had the best booth, hands down. They had like the silent disco every day. They was over there getting jiggy, like for real. It was cool. It was like, you know, booths competing, but it was all, you know, fun and games. You know, you can actually go hear like your favorite songs, like Palo Alto. Their booth was pretty cool. You go over there, you hear some Tevin Campbell or Chris Brown, or you hear something else. You had different companies doing headshots for like LinkedIn, just professional headshots. I believe Indy was doing them, Amazon, Silicon Valley Bank. I can't remember if Adobe was doing them at one point in time or not. And it might've been some other companies, man. So I think the experience was great. Like, you could just find so many different people. I networked with so many different people, connected with so many different people on LinkedIn. And most of these people were black people, you know? And the people, my viewers who aren't, you know, black, you know, this is, you may not understand this if you never, you probably won't ever feel like this, but for us, we're always a minority when it comes to like tech jobs. And we're already a minority in the country now as it is. So to see that many faces every day on their purpose and trying to help us out was pretty cool. People working at all different type of organizations, high up positions, it was just pretty cool. I don't know, for the younger people who probably not even started a career, it probably gave them a lot of hope, because a person like me coming out, I didn't really see anybody really at the top, like at these companies now. These are companies, you got the Amazons, the Nikes, the Metas, you had TikTok, you had, I think Tesla was there. Most of the financial companies there, you had Stripe, Gusto, PayPal, Amex, Visa, MasterCard, and much more. Man, I can't name everybody that was there. but I think it was, I think this was a dope experience, man. Really, really dope, man. I would say, like, I'm going to probably AfroTech, like, whether my company sponsored it or not next year, but it was something to remember. So I would advise you to go to the next AfroTech, and hopefully it's in a different city, because I want to experience a different city. That's probably more for us. I would say that. I'm going to get back into the networking portion. Networking was huge, man. I got to network with a lot of bigger platforms than mine. I got to see these people. I had been seeing that they possibly been at AfroTech or not. So I ran into them. Shout out to I'm Just Cyrus. I ran into Flynas. Of course, I got to meet my guy, the job father. I'm trying to see, did I meet anybody else that I was really anticipating meeting? I don't know. But I got to network with them, got to talk. It's like, I'll tell you guys this. Networking online is one thing, but in person is always better, because you can feel the vibes, the sincerity of somebody really saying they rock with you. Like, you can feel that, you know what I'm saying? Cool thing is, like, you know, as I'm talking to, I'm Just Cyrus, I think it was like Wednesday, a former client that I did a consultation with like last year, him and his girlfriend, like, you know, approach us, cause he recognized me, and I had that happen like throughout the week. So that also made me feel like, not like somebody, like I'm better than somebody, but like people actually like rocking with my content, rocking with my message, because I'm, you know, helping people. And I thought that was super dope. He had a really cool, more interesting situation. And he just wanted to come like holler at me and say, thanks for the work we're putting in. And I think that was cool. I think that was, you know, right there, like people actually seeing like real impact, like no BS. I think day one at the corporate mixer, I ran into a guy that was been following me. I believe it's Patrick. Let me see. I'm looking at my phone right now. I don't know if I look at this. Yep, my guy Patrick. I saw Patrick at the corporate mixer. So that was dope. Also, like day one, when I first Ubered to the convention center, my Uber driver actually was a subscriber of mine because he was talking about getting the cybersecurity, man. So I felt like, you know, the whole week was cool. I was downtown. I only Ubered like probably the first day and a little bit of the second day. After that, I just walked everywhere because I was close enough. I didn't really realize I was close enough till I started really walking. I was like, stuff was like 11 minutes away. You know, I was walking some of that itis off a lot. But yeah, man, I definitely had a good time. Culture was big on display, man. You had people dressed up. You had people dripped out. Y'all seen Day. You always found Day. Day came with the drip. You had a lot of people that came with the drip. And I was telling people what I liked about the conference is everybody was able to be themselves. We didn't have to code switch. We didn't have to change who we are. You know, everybody's suited and booted to, you know, assimilate to be like everybody else. Like, you know, like Black people, hip hop, like that's the embodiment of us, and everybody can dress like different ways. So I felt like that was cool, man. I felt like all the parties were dope. They had like a lot of open bars. They was playing music like they used to play when I was like in college. So I felt like I was in college again. You know, like I said, good vibes, no fights, no stupid stuff like that. You had different speakers. You had day one, Zay Tobin was speaking, Chameleonaire spoke, Mark Cuban spoke. And some other people spoke. I didn't get a chance to catch some of those because I was in the expo hall a lot. I was supposed to work the booth at my company, but I didn't get a chance to. I talked to some people around my booth, but other than that, I didn't really get a chance to work it. But now let me see. Let's go into like briefly. I'm not going to lie. This is probably like the only con that I think I noticed a little bit with the Austin. And maybe this was just one place. I'm going to have to fact check this. But it seemed like in some one particular day, it seemed like they didn't have enough people at this restaurant. We went to P.F. Chang's, and we waited probably like 30, 40 minutes, or maybe longer than that to eat, right? They only had one server. And that was weird to me because, like, no, they should know, hey, there is a conference going on. Like, why aren't they prepared for this, right? They, for whatever reason, they weren't prepared for that. And also, I had an incident like after one of the parties, like IHOP closed down. They have enough people in there. I've never seen people know like a big conference is going to be there and not be fully staffed. Like these are people who have, most of us have very good high paying jobs that are going to tip. And it just kind of felt like a lot of people around there didn't even know the conference was coming. So that was like one of the things like, you know, it was this little joke people cracked. And they said like, you know, Austin is like the white people's Atlanta. And I kind of can't unsee it because low key, when you down there, that's what it does feel like. But like I said, all in all, I think that's probably like the one blemish. Other than that, it was cool, man. Google had like probably hands down, like probably the best little spot. It has this thing called the Google Kickback, like in the convention center. And I posted that too on my channel as well. And I may like kind of have it right here with no sound, just showing in the corner or something like that. But that was dope. They had like pictures they took with the Pixel. They had a DJ. They had food, drinks. It was just cool. It's overall like just a good vibe. It just, I think that for me, I went there and I feel kind of refreshed. Work had kind of had me bogged down. Other stuff in life, but it was like a week to see. It's kind of like, it was like a big family reunion, to be honest. Afrotech was like a big family reunion. I got a chance to see people that I've been like friends with for like 2 years online that I got to see in person. And it's just like, you know, if you've ever seen Poetic Justice, it's kind of like Tupac saying cousin. Like you just like, man, dog, what's up, man? Like, I'm glad I got to meet you. Like you're feeling like that. You know, in the family union, everybody got their little vibes, their favorite cousins or who they're gonna hang out with. They're gonna have their moves that they make. And that's what I felt like. I felt like it was just a huge vibe. Everybody's family, everybody wanna see each other win. I would just highly, like I said, I'm just going to reiterate again, I would highly suggest that you go to the next one. The next one's probably going to be even bigger than this one. And I would tell you, as soon as they announce where it's going to be at, buy your ticket, book your hotel and your flight. Or if you can drive, because if you wait too late, like what happened for people that waited too late, they started marking up like hotels to outrageous prices. Like I got my hotel, of course, through work. And it was a good price because I booked back in June. Some people didn't book till like a couple of weeks ago. And they were like having prices of like, $300, $400, $500 a night. I think somebody said they seen like $800 a night, like somewhere. Like, you know, that's insane. Like, who's going to pay that, like, just to go down there? So that's what I would say, man. It's like really, really put your funds together to go, to have a good time, go network. I know people that went down there that were like laid off or whatever, looking for work, and they got a lot of interviews, right? And I'll put it like this for career fairs. Career fairs are so good because sometimes they are some of the only places you can go, show who you are to the recruiter. They like you. The hiring manager sometimes are ready to hire on the spot or ready to hire soon, and where you can get a job pretty quickly. And it's pretty good to try to do that before the new year starts so you can have the headcount. So definitely dope, man. I like I said, I'm just reiterating. Like, I'm still like, dang, it had to end. Like, honestly, they had stuff Thursday that I was like, dang it, maybe I should have booked it to Friday so I could enjoy it that last day. Like, it was just cool, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I was telling people, hey, you know, I'm Afrotech. If you see me, say what's up. And they did. So I know you guys saw the pictures. I made a lot of posts, LinkedIn, whatever. But yeah, man. Also, right now, I don't know if you're seeing this, but my ebook is currently free using the code ATLP help. Go ahead and get that free ebook to try to get into cybersecurity. It can pretty much give you a path on how to get in there. If you need anything outside of that, as far as like resume help or anything like that, go ahead and please click the link in my description. And, you know, let's get busy. Let me go ahead and knock your resume out of the park for you before 2023 so we can be ready. Also, guys, I know you saw a lot of news about like layoffs with these different companies like that. Yes, everybody's going to have layoffs, but companies still going to be hiring for roles that they need. And so remember that. It's still not enough people to fill all the workforce in a lot of these companies. A lot of these companies are going to have like a lot of recs open. They just have to reorg and move money aside. I mean, it's just business, you know? So don't let that stop you from trying to get into tech because you're seeing news about layoffs. It happens all the time. And they're just highlighting big tech companies. But other companies have, you know, layoffs all the time, whether it's just regular retail or mom and pops or whatever type of company. So I'll just say still push forward, try to get into tech, network, pitch yourself. Like, it was just overall a good time, man. This is probably the shortest episode I probably ever had, but I just had to make this episode before the week was out to just really talk about, like, you know, how I felt being at Afrotech. But y'all know what to do, man. If y'all rocking this video, if you were at Afrotech and I didn't see you, comment on this video. If you enjoyed this video, comment and let you know about it. Also, on the podcast, you may want to watch this episode instead of listening. But without further ado, it's your boy HD, and I'm out.